time travel show is coming up just shortly. This is Shukri Wright, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Farm Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys on Saturday.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Ahoy, everyone. My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel with Chris Earle. I'm a little bit off today. I've been traveling quite a bit over this past summer here, and I came in today, and I didn't bring my ID with me originally, and I also have my playlist. However, I did not bring my connector for my playlist, so I am going to do the old-fashioned DJ. I'm actually going to DJ the show here today. So if you want to hear something, 855-915 WMFO 855-915-9636. The theme today was taking a trip to the moon because, of course, Apollo 11 landed on the moon 50 years ago and 4 days. I was in Chicago. So I was I in Chicago? Or was no, I was in the I was in New Hampshire at the beach. Yeah. Anyway, enough about me. Let's take a little trip to the moon. I'm going to open it up with Dinah Washington. I'm going to give you the best that I can do based on my playlist from today. And it may turn out to be even better than playlist today. You never know, because it's time travel. Here with you until 7 p.m.
We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination moon. We'll travel fast as light till we're out of sight. The earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my jet. A destination moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two, high in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my space mobile, a supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. A destination moon. Sonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below. Pull that switch, let's go. Destination. We're flying high up in the sky. Destination, destination moon.
Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. Songs about the moon today.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the lunas on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. And if the dam breaks open many years too soon, and if there is no moon upon the hill, and if your head explodes without the bird, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. The lunatic is in my head. The lunatic is in my head.
You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me.
She was having a stroke. Well, you wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring my vinyl collection to a big station. I mean, like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. But luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not gonna play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness and momentum.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris. Or I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed. Are we-
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at like the arcade like years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you? You were in my math class, you're in history. Is it, what are people just dumb? They just forget you? How do people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Doc, no, don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't, the show is time travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m.
Go out with me.
Blinded by the Light, inspired by a true story.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to dose a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Back and observe
you know I'm giving you a warning, 'cause me and Moon are itching to play. I'll take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky to do some potion. The moon will send you on.
It's a trip to the moon today on Time Travel with Chris Earl. Here with you until 7 p.m. And I'm doing some old-fashioned DJing today because, I brought in my iPhone. And the iPhone has this little, what do they call it? The little, it's like a little USB. It's like a little mini USB. And it doesn't fit into the old head jacks anymore. And, of course, I've got the jack to it, but it's sitting in my car. And I didn't bring my ID either, so... Yeah, I'm kind of running on half empty today. But it looks like I've got all the songs so far that I wanted to play for you without all my little clips in between. What I normally do on Time Travel here is I jump from year to year, or I'll have a theme and I'll do that. And usually I'll play some movie clips along the way. And I had a whole bunch set up for you today. However, I'm going to make the best of it. I'm going to continue on. I got some great music for you. We are in the 70s now on a trip to the moon. And I got coming up... Book on Record. A Trip to the Moon from 1956 is coming up, the full book and record. You can read along at home. Next, Let's Walk on the Moon. Of course we got to play that one. Of course. Sting, Time Travel.
On the moon, we could. hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land, oh, if I ever lose my hands, oh, yeah, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes, oh, yeah, I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow, leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg. Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, I won't have to walk no more. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south, yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, I won't have to talk.
Long to find me, I ask the faithful light. Oh, did it take long to find me? And are you gonna stay the night?
I'm being followed by a moon shadow,
moon shadow, moon shadow,
leaping and hopping on a moon shadow.
I'm going to give you one more from the 70s, and then we'll go somewhere else here on Time Travel. An old classic from Isaac Hayes, who was Chef on South Park. Song about the moon and a song about good loving in the moonlight. Moonlight loving here on Time Travel.
Can't stand it all, depends on you. I'll turn your world upside down, I'll blow your mind to pieces. You'll recommend me to your mama, your sister, your aunts, and your nieces. Listed in the yellow pages all around the world. 30 years experience in loving sweet young girls. Just call Good Love 69969. Good love, 69969. It ain't how good I make it, baby, it's how I make it good. I'm the king of the woman's world, the terror from town to town. And when I find a deserving queen, I'm gonna share my crown. But if the line is busy, don't freak out or get nervous. Just keep on dialing again and again until you get some service. Call Good Love 69969. Good Love 69969. Good Love 69969. I'll send your temperature higher, just like a ball of fire.
Now listen to me, baby. Just let your finger do the walking. Love Chef, who's talking and you love it. Chef, a backdoor man. as for a freak incubator. So if you see a fine young woman that can't be satisfied, send her over to my stable. I'm a horny jock that loves to ride. So call Good Love 69969. Good Love 69969. On into glory. Let's get it on. Let's get it on.
Menage à toi.
Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. Songs about the moon and the Apollo mission. Here's the Apollo 100 with Joy.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm your Peter Pan storyteller. When you hear this sound, turn the page. This is the story of a trip to the moon, written by Maddie Brody.
Baker was just about the greatest astronaut in the world. His boss thought so, and his children thought so, too. His daughter's name is Cindy, and his son's name is Bob. Every day, their father went to work and practiced exactly what he would be doing when he finally got to go into space. He tried on his astronaut suit and ate some astronaut food. He sat in his spaceship for hours and hours, just so he could get used to it. One day, their daddy came home and told them he was going to the moon. Cindy and Bob were so excited and proud that they told all their friends at school,
"Our daddy is the greatest astronaut the world has seen, and he's about to go someplace nobody else has been. He'll go up in a capsule and he'll walk right on the moon. We hope he has a good time and we hope he'll be back soon."
He listened in his headphones and talked back through his microphone until finally the trip to the moon was only a day away. Everyone was so excited that nobody noticed the spots on John Baker's face.
Daddy had the measles!
The next day,
The doctor said Daddy was too sick to go to the moon. Everyone was so sad. That is, everyone except Cindy and Bob. They had a great idea to save the moon mission. They would volunteer to go to the moon instead.
Our daddy is the greatest astronaut the world has seen, but he must go someplace that everybody else has been. They say he has the measles and he has to stay in bed, so we would like to volunteer to go up there instead.
At first, John Baker's boss said, "No." But when Cindy and Bob showed him that they had learned everything from watching their father practice and knew exactly what to do, Mr. Baker's boss said, yes. So Cindy and Bob put on their spacesuits, strapped themselves into their seats, and waited for the final countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, lift off!
All right, we'll see what happens to them in a couple of minutes.
Turn the record over. We'll continue on the other side.
Here we are, is our romance to continue? Will it be my luck to win you? May I look that far? The moon was yellow, and the night was young. A smile brought us together, and I was wondering whether we'd meet again someday. The moon was yellow, and a song was sung. That vocal inspiration gave me the inclination to give my heart away. Here we are, is our romance to continue? Will it be my luck to win you? May I look that far? My love's mellow, and all my hopes are strung around that Cupid fellow. Behold, the moon is yellow, and the night is young.
All right, we're in the 50s right now. That was Frank Sinatra with The Moon Was Yellow from 1958. And before that, we were listening to A Trip to the Moon. I've played it before on Storytime with Chris Earle. It's fun to read as you hear. It's written by a person named Matty Brody. And I had this on Peter Pan Records. So we listened to part one. John Baker, he got the measles. He was all ready to go to the moon. And then his daughter, Cindy, and his son, Bob, they're going to substitute. And they blasted off. We're going to see what happens to him in just a minute. After one more here in the 50s from Sir Elvis Presley. Actually, he was never a sir, but I like to call him Sir Elvis here on Time Travel. Presley.
Blue moon. Blue moon. Blue moon. Keep shining bright. Blue moon to keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon. Keep shining bright. I have said blue moon of Kentucky to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Oh, well, I hate to was on one moonlit night. Stars shining bright. Whisper on high. Love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky to keep on shining. I say shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Shine on the one that's gone has left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky to keep on shining. Well, I will shine on the one that's gone has left me blue.
Thank you very much. Elvis Presley. We'll have him back just a little bit later on in the Louisiana Hayride, so kindly stay tuned.
They looked out the window and watched as the earth got smaller and smaller and the moon got bigger and bigger.
Up we go, we're getting high, we're getting closer to the sky. The moon is now in perfect view. Oh, I'm excited, aren't you?
Cindy and Bob were very good astronauts. They would listen through their headphones and do everything the voice told them to do. Sometimes they would rest, and other times Bob would take pictures while Cindy got dinner ready. But other times, they could unstrap themselves and bounce and fly in the space capsule because, you see, they were weightless. Finally, they landed on the moon. Very carefully, they stepped out of their spaceship and explored the surface. Cindy and Bob could bounce very high on the moon because they weighed less than when they were on Earth. They collected some pretty rocks and put them in a large sack. They even put some moon dust in the sack from the surface of the moon. And they explored the craters. Then it was time to return home. They entered the spaceship, closed the hatch, and took their seats. Cindy and Bob pressed all the right buttons, turned all the right knobs, and with a flash of fire, the spaceship was headed back to Earth.
Down we go, oh yes siree, we're close to landing in the sea. The Earth is now in perfect view. I'm still excited, aren't you?
The spaceship zoomed through the sky until finally... Splash! It landed in the sea. Immediately, helicopters were around the capsule, and frogmen soon had Cindy and Bob safely aboard the giant rescue ship. Their daddy was there waiting for them. He was so proud. Even his boss was proud. And he gave Cindy and Bob a beautiful gold medal. Then everyone began to sing to them.
Oh, you're the greatest astronauts the world has ever seen. And you have been someplace nobody else has ever been. You went up in a capsule and you walked right on the moon. We hope you had a good time and we hope you'll go back soon.
Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray! Huzzah!
Do you think you could be an astronaut like Cindy and Bob? Maybe someday.
Da-da-da-da. You're the greatest astronauts the world has ever seen. And you have been someplace nobody else has ever been. You walked right on the moon and hope you'll be back soon. Oh, yeah.
Okay. How exciting for Cindy and Bob. That's back when kids were named Cindy and Bob. Now you have, like, Loretta with three Y's and Bob, but it's a girl. Like, I don't know. Anyway, time travels here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris Earle, and we are in the 50s right now. Maybe we're on the cusp, too, of the 50s and 60s. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. This next one is from a band called The Marcells here on Time Travel. You'll recognize it. And if you don't, you'll enjoy it. And if you don't do that, you can shut the radio off because I don't care. 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel is once again here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening. And if you're still at work, leave.
Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon moon blue moon dip 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 moon 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 dang 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 ding it on blue moon.
You knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then they suddenly
bump, dang, 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 ding, it on, ding, blue.
Oh, 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 oh,
yeah, they don't make them like that anymore. It's like the bomb of the bomb and ding a ding. I love like ding dongs in a song and like. It almost sounds like a foghorn or like a you know, like a sad, like a bellowing cow or something like that. When it comes down to it, who doesn't love a good moon? Who doesn't love a good moon? Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. My name is Chris. So I should probably do a PSA. Yeah, I'll do it after this one, and then we'll go somewhere else. How high is the moon? How high is the moon? Do you ever wonder how high is the moon? Well, Les Paul and Mary Ford sure did. This is theirs.